will convene as the Alpine County Board of Equalization. Please note that all board members are present. Oral communications. This portion of the meeting is an opportunity for members of the public to address the Board of Equalization on subjects relating to board business. No action can be taken on matters not listed on the agenda. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to address the Board of Equalization? Yes.
Good morning. On item 3.1, I'd like to request a copy of the minutes subject for approval for the meeting of our hearing on October 10th, 2017.
That item is being pulled. It's not complete yet.
It has been delayed for over 7 months now. When can I receive a copy?
I look to our clerk.
When they're ready, they'll go to the board.
Item 3.4. I attended this meeting and I reviewed the audio, and I feel there is some public information that's missing. I request the board to amend the minutes to include on page 3, right before the continuation of the hearing to March 13th, that Mr. McDermott requested the assessor's exhibits. He was denied the request by the assessor. I feel it's important to pull and discuss these minutes because the action was requested and then denied, and it's not in those minutes. On item 4.1.
One moment.
We don't have minutes.
Yes, sir, on the back side.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay.
Continue.
Okay. Item 4.1, for the record, JCLG Faith is a property which transferred 2 years ago and has not been reassessed. Several requests have been made. On August 25th, 2017, the assessor sent me an email. It stated, "I am writing this to you. As you requested during our conversation today, your property at 621 River Ranch Road will be reassessed due to the change of ownership on 6/10 of 16. It stated a reevaluation of the property will generate a roll correction notice and a supplemental notice. To date, the assessor has not done this job. Therefore, there's more county time and money, and unfortunately, the reason for this appeal, to schedule this appeal."
For clarification, for myself, you're talking about item 4.1, correct?
Correct. And on item 5.1, I would like to request the board to set a meeting date either before or after you return from closed session today.
A meeting date for what?
For the judge's orders.
I'm not sure what she's asking.
I don't know what that means.
Explain what you just said.
So you have not received a judgment, a ruling from that you're discussing in closed session to discuss today?
Direct to counsel.
We have a closed session.
And you have to push to talk to him, sorry.
We have a closed session. We have a ruling from the court, but I can't say at this point that the board can set a meeting date. It depends on the direction of the board.
Thank you. Anything further?
No, I would just like to request that you take action on this agenda matter today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any further oral communication with the board? With that, I'll move to the consent agenda. Item 3, these matters are expected to be routine and non-controversial and are usually approved by a single majority vote without discussion. Items can be removed from the consent agenda to be discussed and considered separately. I am pulling item 3.1. That will be continued. And there appears to be questions regarding 3.4. If there's no objection, I'll ask for that to be continued. Any action on any further items?
I would request some direction to staff on 3.4 if you're going to pull that. Are you requesting that the tapes be reviewed?
That's only what I'm asking, yes.
It's continuing.
And review for what exactly am I reviewing it for? Usually, like, the board will tell me of a change, and then I go and review it, so.
Item 3.4, there was a request made per certain remarks were supposedly said during the course of this meeting, and if that could be checked.
I can check that. And just to, for the record, the audio is the official record of the meeting. Thank you.
And this will be continued to the next Board of Equalization meeting.
Yep.
Yes.
Are you prepared to accept the motion to approve the remainder?
Yes.
I'll second it.
Motion to approve 3.2, 3.3, 3.5, 3.6, and 3.1 and 3.4 are continued. Motion on the floor and a second discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We'll move to the regular agenda, 4.1. Request to set hearing dates on application for change assessment for 2018 per attachment. First, to the board members. Yes.
Donald O'Connor, Assessor Recorder. Looking for dates to set on these. I recommend starting in September. First thing, whenever you guys want to start in September.
Yes.
And you guys pick as much time as you think you're going to need. I have no idea what it's going to take.
Okay, starting with the first one, or said on 8/22 of 2019.
I'm sorry, we're going to
September.
Last date here, so
yes.
He's asking us this year to hear that it's starting in September.
Oh, okay.
Question?
Okay, yes.
Donald, you mentioned probably quite rightly that you've got no idea how long any of these may take. But is there anything we can do as a board that would give us a better idea? Because we haven't been always doing things as well as we should, because people have other commitments. They think that a particular hearing will last for an hour, and they make other commitments, and then we find out it's not enough time, and we have to postpone it. This is not good for the image that we're projecting as a board. Is there any way that we can get some sort of advanced feeling from the appellants as to how involved a case they may be presenting?
Everyone's unique. I mean, unfortunately, I've got Heavenly Valley. Heavenly Valley's for all their possessory interest and business property. That's quite large. That could take some time, possibly. But again, I recommend scheduling as much time as you possibly can for each one. That's, you know, some of these obviously take longer.
Okay, I have counsel.
So we have proposed in the past, and the board has not directed yet, but there are possibilities for us to have pre-hearing requirements where the exchange of information is done so that we have some of that. And then if we see that if we require an issue statement and we see there are issues as to who carries the burden and those sort of things that tend to bog down the beginning of a hearing, I think if we put together some pre-trial requirements or pre-hearing requirements that may limit that, it will give me the opportunity to review their legal objections and or their legal arguments. But that's something that we'll need to schedule for a Board of Equalization for us to discuss if you want to make recommendations and directions to staff on that. I can provide the board with information and what the board can do entering into a hearing, which may streamline the beginning of these.
I think that'd be very productive.
Yeah, I'm very much in favor.
Me too.
I think it'd shorten up the process.
I'll have a place on future agenda.
So getting back to September.
So again, first, whatever, do you guys want to do on the, you know, consecutive with the board, normal board day, or do you want to have its own day? That's up to you guys, that's your decision.
I would suggest we start on a board day, board afternoon.
And then go from there.
And I think it's important if we do that, though, we clear our agendas so that we can stay until 6 o'clock or later if necessary.
Absolutely.
You know, because this is not good when we have to turn, postpone meetings.
Well, it depends on that. September 5th, I'll be at an SNC meeting.
How about 4?
September 4th.
On September 5th, I will be at another, a Sierra Nevada Conservancy meeting, and I'm not quite sure what part of the state is. I do believe it's gonna be an 8-hour drive, so I would rather not be a late night that night on the 4th.
Okay.
Did you remember to push to talk, Ron? Because.
The button.
I understand.
Thank you.
So let's shoot for the 4th of September.
What's the name of the applicant?
Merced OKR, sorry.
Oh, so you're skipping.
You're starting with.
You're skipping over KBB.
It's in process, so it was not taken off the list.
In progress.
In progress, yeah.
All right, well, that explains that. I didn't know what that meant.
I think we're only looking at the new appeals.
Okay.
The other stuff is outstanding.
So we're talking about Merced on September the 4th? So.
Yes.
1:30?
1:30.
Not since.
Okay, no. But we can we clear the agendas till 5? Does that give you enough time?
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the next one.
So Heavenly Valley would be the next one.
So are we, okay.
And that's all the properties?
That is all of their unsecured business. That would be the ski lifts, all their personal property, track, snowcats, snowmobiles, skis, everything.
And when you say Heavenly Valley, you mean Heavenly Valley ski area, or are you talking about the Vail owns Kirkwood as well?
The applicant's Heavenly Valley, but Vail being
Vail
is the parent company for Heavenly Valley, which is a parent company for Kirkwood itself.
So this will be about Kirkwood's lifts?
Okay. Kirkwood.
Can I make a recommendation that one, based on the sheer number of things, probably be a day separate from the board?
I'm suggesting September 11th, starting at 9 in the morning.
I've got no real problem with that.
So why doesn't it say Vail? It just.
The applicant, it's just the applicant's name over.
Okay, so it is Kirkwood, okay.
9 a.m.
9 a.m.
That might mean that I have to mix an economic development committee meeting, but I don't think that's got the priority.
Okay, next one.
So the next two is KPV. You're currently still discussing the one parcel with them. This is a future subdevelopment of phase 6, I think, of the Palisades that they purchased at the same time. One is for the supplemental, the other one would be for the roll correction for that particular parcel. They had an error in their legal description, so we didn't recognize it in the assessor's office that we discussed with them, and they straightened it out and got it done. That's why it's behind the current one that you're dealing with. But it's for a different parcel. Again, it's a portion of a subdevelopment. There'd be about 4.5 parcels in our county once it's divided. So you might be able to combine those, considering it's sequential years. A value, same parcel, you might consider that.
Can we do that on the afternoon of the 18th?
I hope so. Okay, works for me.
For both.
1:30.
1:30.
When's RCRC and CSAC?
Oh, you're right. September, well, it wouldn't be on a Monday. It would be like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Or the end of the week.
That's in San Diego, right?
Well, that's not in September.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's the.
It's RCRC's in September though, so I would assume RCRC would be the 19th, 20th.
It's the 19th and the 20th of September, Napa County.
Right, oh, Napa.
Napa County.
Okay.
I figure I can make it, if we get out of here by 5:30, I can make it to time.
That was closer.
We'll push on then to Kirkwood Village.
So this one happens to be a semi-undeveloped lot next to the Mountain Club and the Lodge area that's under the Kirkwood Village name.
The construction one?
Yeah, the one that's stopped construction way back. It's just a foundation basically right now.
And what about on the 25th of September?
We're on a roll.
9 o'clock.
Okay with me?
I will be alone there. There's gonna be some stories.
And the final one.
So that's JLJC Faith, or excuse me, JLLG Faith LLC, which is the Dom's garage property you're familiar with. So that's what that property happens to be.
Second.
Yeah, let's try this.
The second.
Second, we'll do that in half a day.
At least start it. We'll get a feeling.
How much time are you gonna take?
Minimum of 4 hours, I'm guessing.
I mean,
if we don't settle, it hasn't even been reassessed.
I suspect we should allow a day.
In that case, go for the 9th of October.
The 9th, I wouldn't be available and my office really wouldn't like to interchange attorneys on Board of Equalization.
The Wednesday?
I could do the Wednesday. I'm in a hearing in Sierra the afternoon of the 9th, so I could come straight here for a hearing on the 10th.
I can't do the 10th.
I suggested the 3rd.
You can do the 10th?
No.
How about the 3rd?
The 3rd?
Oh,
third's fine.
After the Board of Equalization, yeah. that's fine.
I've asked the Board of Supervisors.
That
next
fine.
Day.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So on the 3rd?
Okay. I may or may not be able to make that either. I have a meeting down in Roseville.
That's October.
Golden State.
Golden State. But I'll schedule it and maybe if we can do a teleconference or something. I'll go ahead and schedule it for the 3rd if that's okay.
I think that's one of the issues we had though, that all of us have to be here.
To see on the
table. No, I'm saying I could schedule a teleconference earlier before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So October 3rd?
So October 3rd, what time?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
That's a lot easier than last year's.
You only just began.
Yes.
So we don't really need to take action, just board direction, chairing direction, council.
Sorry.
We don't need a formal board action, just all make that assignment, those dates?
Yeah, no, this was just a request to schedule.
Okay. We'll push on then. Continued deliberation on application for change assessment number 2016-10, regular assessment for roll year 2016, parcel number 006-231-0210, KPV LLC.
This would be continued closed session deliberation.
Okay, and we'll go into closed session. We'll also go into for closed session regarding the 5.1 conference with legal counsel pursuant to government code 54956.91 case pending litigation, Dom versus Alpine County, case number C161319. We're going into closed session. Okay, we are coming out of closed session as the Board of Equalization, and regarding item 4.2, continued deliberation on application for change assessment number 2016-10, regular assessment for rural year 2016, parcel number 006-231-0210, KPV LLC. Did I have a motion? Oh, wait, should I read?
Yeah. No, so what you would do is make a motion to approve the finding of facts and then present them to the clerk.
I'll make a motion to pursuing finding a fact and giving it to the clerk.
Could I have a second?
Second.
Second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
There'll be a second motion on this matter. On 4.2?
No, so you've accepted the findings of fact.
Okay. So nothing further on 4.2?
Yep.
I'll push on then to 5.1. Conference with legal counsel pursuant to government code 54956.91, pending litigation, Dom versus Alpine County, case number C161319. Counsel?
Information was given to the board. Direction was given to legal counsel. The matter has been set for rehearing before the Board of Equalization on June 12, 2018 at 9 a.m.
Nothing further in this matter? We will adjourn as the Board of Equalization. Does anyone need a break? In that case, we will...